Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! You are now tuned in to Talk to the Twins. And if you want to be starting something, you got to be starting something. Michael Jackson is online.
Gotta do your research.
And, you know, of course, we in modern day America and wherever we're at, we have, you know, turned it into something even, you know, fun for the kids. So we take it in stride, and we just excited that there's a time for a true giving. It's really about giving, not just about the toys, but giving to others in need. I was coming out of the grocery store today, and as I came out, you know, I took something back, and then they had to give me cash for it. And I was, because the first thing I thought was, ooh, Salvation Army's out there, and they're out there ringing that bell in this cold weather. It was like 45 degrees. And they're out there ringing that bell trying to get money for charities to help other people. And you always, you know, you walk past them. I feel like I feel a little guilty when I walk past them because I do not like to carry cash on me. So most of the time you won't see me with it. And my husband always said, you need to have cash just in case. But I walked past, didn't have cash, walked in there, returned something, cash, and I put cash in that little red box.
Awesome!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel good. It's 'tis the season, time to give, give, give.
Yes, yes, yes. 'Tis the season to give, give, give. It's better to give than it's
receiving.
Receiving,
yes.
Word.
Receiving is always good.
Yeah. What's wrong with your little gift here, there, here, there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So make sure you are giving and
as much as you are receiving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there is more blessed to give.
Yeah, well, you know, we haven't done our positive vibe dance in a few.
About a week, 2 weeks. Maybe.
Yeah, you know, we got to do that, so we have to come back live and do that one day.
Hopefully,
before the end of the weekend. That people know how to bring up the vibration for the holidays.
Oh, yes. Yes, that will be amazing. But we want to talk about holiday habits today, this evening, because there are so many people out there running. I went to the mall with my sister and my mother. Was that last week?
I believe so.
It was traffic here from here to Hawaii. Now, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, and it was moving.
And they are stopping, and they are cutting you in the line. And it's terrible attitudes, cashiers, servers, whatever your name. And it's just a holiday habit going on. Now, this is a time to be joyful, merry, and positive.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there suffering from depression, and we're praying for you and lifting you up. But we want you to know today that whenever you feel down about a situation, because there's parents out there that are wanting to buy their children toys that they just simply cannot afford. And no one wants to see their child cry or to let them down. But just know this, long as you are loving on that child, feeding that child, putting the roof over their head, getting them back and forth to school on the bus, whether it be carpool or what have you, just know that you are doing above and beyond your job. You are doing what you're supposed to do for your child. You are feeding them and taking care of them, and most importantly, putting love and nurture in them as well as they grow up. So, you know, us parents, sometimes I think we take it a little too hard that we should be doing, you know, the super mom and super dad and getting all these gifts and stuff. But
right.
You're robbing the bank. Save it for the college education.
Exactly. They said that we spent so many billions on this holiday season. Billions and billions and billions of dollars
shopping
on buying gifts and different things. And, you know, there are some charities out here that do different things, you know, like feed the homeless or give donations, toys for tots, and things like that. Great, great, great things, you know, which is good. So instead of, you know, giving what, you know, your whole family can give and, like, helping some of these foundations and different things like
that. Or even, like they said to a great meeting today, and they said, if you don't have the money or the means to go out and get something, give your time. That is just as priceless as giving a dollar. Your time, honey, because you can't get time back. You can get your dollar back, but you cannot give your time back. Until you can get to the point where you can give monetarily, then your time is very valuable. People need volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
And just like the other day, we went and sung Christmas carols to the children, not to the children, to the elderly. It was phenomenal.
It was so special.
It was a gift to them, but it seemed more like a gift for us. for us kids, you know?
Yeah, we enjoyed it because, you know what, they say you feel good when you're giving out to others that can't really do for themselves.
Yeah,
so,
it gets contagious, too.
Then you feel good about it. So, you know, I guess that's what came over us all, you know, because even the kids were joyous. And then we were singing in the Dementia. And they recognized the song. They were singing along, so that what made it really special. Made it super duper special.
And it wasn't a lot of them in there, but it was just enough to make this, you know, the mood and the atmosphere feel amazing. And we just enjoyed it, and we will be doing it again and again and again. And the kids loved it, and it's amazing the way to get teenagers on and sing for the Santa Claus beard on.
Exactly.
You told us that.
And he enjoyed himself.
He's still talking about it.
Because, you know, most teenagers, they're grumpy and they don't want to do anything like that.
Well, most teenagers aren't givers. Teenagers, they're all about themselves because they're growing and becoming, you know, who they are. So we have to, you know, be mindful of that. But when you teach them, and I think that's what, you know, what it is about, you know, Jeremiah, he's been taught to give more than to receive.
And that'll do it. That'll make you.
You have to teach it.
Yes.
Starts at home. But we want to talk to people out there, too, that's maybe going through a little something this holiday season.
Yes.
And, you know, make sure that you know that you are loved through the Lord. If you don't have a significant other, just know that God loves you because you are here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. And that, you know, life is amazing. And you can, you know, do so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things during the holiday season and then on to the new year.
Yes.
Well, you know, we were talking about having the power of prayer and positivity. Not the symposium, but the vision board party.
Yes.
So we were thinking about doing one of those for the new year, and I think that would be amazing. We would love for our listeners to, you know, stay tuned and get a follow-up and see where we're going to be doing it, when we're going to be doing it, and who we're going to be doing it with.
Yes. And that would be so much fun. And then some participation would be great. But you know what?
We need
a team. We got to build a team. So that makes it work a lot smoother. So,
and I know we're a team in ourselves, but we need a team.
Yes. And the year is ending.
Right.
So, still the year of Jubilee. Jubilee is the year of this year. The 8 years is Jubilee.
Seven is completion, right?
No. Well, yeah, it means completion, but it's different years. You know, the Jubilee.
We need to Google it.
The season. So right now we're in the year of Jubilee.
Well, let's celebrate, honey.
7 or 8 years of Jubilee. So we got to be, you know, Jubilee is joyous and excited about things.
Jolly.
And that's what we are. We're going to be jolly and excited about things. You know what I'm saying?
To come.
And believing for those positive things that God is sending forth for us. Because he don't want us to go poor, broke, and busted and disgusted. He wants us to be joyous and happy and have
and contentment.
Yes, and have great things.
Hopeful.
And know and trust him.
Believe and have faith and all those things,
you know, that he wants us to have abundant life, more abundantly.
Right.
You know, so if we believe that, and so what you think is what you are, and what you do is what you think. Let's keep these positive vibes because we can reassure sometimes ourselves as to talk to the twins or the toy twins.
It ain't always strawberries and roses and sunshine.
I know, right.
True life.
True life.
So, right.
But you can always catch us, don't forget, on
Instagram.
Talk to the Twins Show. Follow us on Twice Twins as well. And then you can catch us on Twitter, Twice Twins, Talk to the Twins Show. And Periscope, same thing, Twice Twins, Talk to the Twins Show.
I gotta go get my eyes checked, so I'm going to have new glasses for Christmas. Yippee!
Woo!
I'm turning these eyes up.
Yeah, we need to get you straight.
Yeah, Tony, I want to see what I'm seeing. Yes, but it's late night. It's dark out.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a perfect song for this.
Yeah, let's hit it. All right, Pimpin, talk to the twins. Live.
Thank you.
Michael Jackson. We love you, baby.
Every Thursday, 6:30 p.m., we are live.
In whatever studio, it may be a mobile studio, it may be a building.
We don't know where we may be, but we make it happen. We make it work wherever we go.
You bring up your vibe, keep them up high, raise the rent, get that negativity out of your space.
Yes.
You don't need it, and we don't like it.
And I'm butterfly.
Oh. And I'm angel. Yes, and it's CMP Talk to the 20s. Yes, follow us on Instagram, Periscope Talk to the Twins Show. Instagram, Talk to the Twins Show. Twice Twins if you like. Spicy Fitness if you want to. And what's our other YouTube channel? Talk to the Twins channel. Twice Twins TV. Talk to the Twins. Twice Twins channel. We are on all social outlets.
Twitter. It's Twitter. It's Talk to the Twins Show and Twice Twins on Twitter and Tumblr with Talk to the Twins Show.
And LinkedIn, Twice Twins, Wimbush. If you want to follow us, you can do that, and you will find out
all
the great things that's coming up. Don't forget the Black and Red Gala we will be hosting.
Yes, we'll be hosting.
We'll be hosting.
Bringing the most.
Yes, December 19th, we will be the host, and we have so much more great things coming up.
And don't forget our book.
Available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com,
Books A Million,
and you can get it on Kindle Fire.
It's a great gift. For someone that needs inspiration.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit.
We love you.
We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, Twice Twins, Talk to the Twins Show. That's a wrap. Let's go out with some music. Yes, sir. All right, God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Twice Twins out. We'll see you on December 21st. Keep tuning in. Talk to the Twins.